Well, Monday starts a very busy period for list managers, AFL coaches and recruiters with the trade week underway. And already we've seen several AFL players make their intentions clear that they're on the move and want to go to other clubs, like Patrick Dangerfield we've seen come out and say he wants to go to Geelong. A few players at the Brisbane Lions potentially on the move. James Aish is one of great interest who said he wants to go to Collingwood, but the club has said they're not going to make it easy for him to get there. To talk a little bit more about the trade period from a Brisbane Lions perspective, I'm joined by the Lions list manager, Peter Schwab. Peter, thanks for your time.
No worries, Alistair. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Just to get this knocked on the head, can we start with James Aish? Is it still the club's position that he will not be traded under any circumstances to Collingwood, that if he wants to leave Brisbane, he's going to have to go into the pre-season draft?
Yep, that's 100% correct. So can't state it any more emphatically. Yeah.
What's the reasoning for that?
Oh, we just felt that it's a second-year player who's taking number 7 in the draft. We felt that, you know, if we can only get players staying for 2 years, there's no way to build our list. And we just made that stand that we don't feel that anything we get in compensation from a trade is satisfactory.
Collingwood's football boss Neil Balmes come out and said that this is just brinkmanship, that it would be ridiculous for a club to take nothing for a quality player and allow him to go into the draft. So even if Collingwood presented you with a lucrative offer, perhaps a player or very good draft picks, you still wouldn't even think about it?
No, well, it's happened before that players have gone through. Nick Stevens went through a pre-season draft from Port Adelaide, and Luke Ball was at St Kilda and he went into the national draft. And he actually got to Collingwood, which was the club he wished to go to. So that's where we're at.
So you're comfortable not getting anything for him potentially, I suppose.
Yep.
Carlton's
yep.
very happy with the idea that you might go down that path because they could then potentially snare him in the pre-season draft. But James Aish is not contracted, is he? So
No.
I mean, can you understand it from his perspective that he's not actually contracted to the club?
No, he's not contracted. Yep, I understand that.
Okay. And then just in terms of Jack Redden, who also has said that he wants to leave, looks like he wants to go to the West Coast Eagles. He's also contracted. So the club is willing to try and facilitate a trade for him?
Yeah. And look, Jack's a bit different. He's a 7-8 year player with 100 games. So give him good service to the footy club. So we're happy to look at something for Jack if that's what he wants to do.
And you think that's likely to happen? Have you had any preliminary discussions with West Coast?
Yeah, but, they obviously went to the last game, so it was very preliminary. So we'll speak to them again on Monday, but we won't probably budge from their first pick.
Mm. So it sounds, Peter, that this is about the club sending a very firm message to young players who come to Brisbane, and we've seen a number of them very high picks leave in recent seasons, that it's no longer going to be tolerated by Brisbane. Is that the message you're trying to get out there?
Yeah, but it's also up to us to make sure that we don't get them leaving. And James is a young player and it's disappointing. We thought we had every chance to hang on to him. But yeah, I think it's a message that says, but at the same time, we've got to make sure that we set things in place that are going to not have this situation arise too often. But if you look right across the competition, it just does. It seems to be that players are willing to leave and move very quickly.
Are you comfortable with the way it's playing out? I mean, I think free agency, the intention of it was to give players who'd given long service to a particular club the opportunity to move. But we now see players who are contracted and aren't entitled to free agency saying where they want to go as well.
Yeah, I think it happened last year. You know, we were the beneficiaries in many ways. I don't think it's ideal that players sign contracts and then straight away want to move. Fair enough if you're out of contract. I understand free agency. I understand from the player's point of view that they want the opportunity to move. I don't feel that it's helpful to clubs who aren't up the ladder. I think most free agents tend to want to move to clubs that are likely to play finals. And in Hawthorn's case, they've been the big beneficiary of it.
Speaking with Brisbane Lions list manager Peter Schwab on Grandstand Sports Extra. Peter, Matthew Leuenberg is the other player who's indicated that he wants to leave Brisbane. What are you after in compensation for Matthew Leuenberger and Jack Redden? Is it draft picks or ready-made players?
Oh, I think draft picks initially, and then if we use those draft picks to secure mature talent, that's an option. But the first thing is to get the draft pick.
Tom Bell, a Morningside product playing at Carlton, has indicated he wants to come to Brisbane. How productive have your conversations been with Carlton about his return to Queensland?
Well, Well, they've been all right. Tom's another one who's in contract, so, you know, we'll have to trade for Tom. So Carlton clearly won a good return. He was fourth in their best and fairest last year. And, you know, he's played 60-odd games now and probably really starting to get into the prime time of his career. So we understand that they'll be asking probably around, you know, a second-round pick in the 20s would be what they're thinking. So, you know, that's a starting point.
Do you have any capacity to create a deal whereby Tom Bell comes to you and James Ace does get to Carlton?
No, we're separating those. No, we've made a statement on James, so we can't tie James in anyway.
Okay. And Steve Johnson's a big-name player who has been linked to Brisbane. How strong is the club's interest in him?
Oh, fairly informal. Justin just had a quiet chat to Stephen just to see where he's at, just to get his... you know, his thoughts, you know, to even consider moving interstate. So we haven't gone down the path of doing anything other than that, really.
Well, Brisbane was a big player last year with Mitch Robinson, now best and fairest winner at the club. Alan Christensen and Dane Beams, also a best and fairest winner at Brisbane, picked up in the trade period. So we all wait to see what you can deliver this year. Yeah. Thanks for your time, Peter.
Thanks, Arthur. Good on you.